60 years of communist rule have altered parts of China almost beyond recognition. This week we're listening to three generations of Chinese writers who've lived through those changes and try to make sense of them.
Yesterday we met a man in his 60s who went from devoted revolutionary to democracy activist. This morning we'll meet a writer in his 40s.
Yu Hua has sold over 1 million copies of his latest book called Brothers. It captures the extremes of recent Chinese history, from the Cultural Revolution to almost unlimited capitalism. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
An explosion of beauty pageants in the 1990s inspired Yu Hua's lewd, rambunctious, heartbreaking epic of modern China, Brothers. There's a subversive twist. He writes of a government-backed beauty pageant for virgins, which creates a booming market in artificial hymens as the fake virgins busily bed the competition judges. In Chinese, the book came out in two volumes. The first laid bare the political excesses of the Cultural Revolution in the late 60s and 70s. The second was dedicated to the capitalist excesses of the past 30 years. Yu Hua says, for his generation, life can be divided into these two periods.
The Cultural Revolution was a craziness for revolution. Then, we had a craziness to earn money. It's like a pendulum that swung from one extreme to another. It's gone from being an extremely oppressive society to being an extremely free one with no moderation.
In a speech in Shanghai, he describes being assigned a job as a dentist. He spent 5 years peering inside people's mouths, one of the worst sights in the world, he says. An amiable-looking everyman, he has the audience laughing uproariously. He describes being driven to write by jealousy. Jealousy at the easy lives of the writers employed by the government's culture bureau. Nowadays, as a best-selling author, he relishes pushing boundaries. He forced his publisher to sign a contract agreeing not to change a single word of Brothers.
The contract was quite totalitarian, but in order to pursue their economic interests, the publishers had to shoulder some political risks.
He charts the political madness in an earlier book, To Live, which was made into a film by the famous Chinese director Zhang Yimou. Yu describes the change between then and now as the difference between Europe in the Middle Ages and today. 400 years of change crammed into just 40 years. He believes this frenetic pace of change led to a breakdown in traditional values, for which he blames capitalism rather than communism.
In the late 60s, people were often beaten to death on the street, but children were safe. But today, who will let their children out on the street? They could be kidnapped by child traffickers, who are of course driven by capitalism.
In Brothers, the epitome of this economic madness is small-town tycoon Baldy Lee, who sits atop his gold-plated toilet, dreaming of buying a ride into space on a Russian rocket. This tragedy of the absurd also focuses on his stepbrother, honest, hard-working Song Gang, who was going nowhere and out of desperation has breast implants in order to sell breast enlargement potion. Their differing fates sum up the divisions created by China's dog-eat-dog capitalism.
If you're rich, you have succeeded. Otherwise, you have failed. There's no other criterion. Honest people are obsolete in today's China. Chinese critics say I shouldn't write like this. I should write from a positive, healthy perspective, conducting an autopsy on our sick society. But I say, in this society, there are no doctors. We are all sick.
A play based on the book was staged in Shanghai last year, adapted by local playwright Li Rong. He believes its power is in its depiction of China's morality vacuum and local government corruption.
Baldy Lee holds a lot of political power. He controls all the industry in the country. And this actually happens in local politics here. It's government by the strong for the strong. It's the politics of dirty money.
These unblinkered views of modern China's failings and excesses make Yu Hua controversial at home. Four different literature professors refused to be interviewed about the author, citing the sensitivity of the topic. He's also unpopular among young Chinese, yet he in turn is critical of those born in the 80s for being too nationalistic.
They live in a world where every day is better than the last. They don't believe China has bad things, too. I have a problem understanding those new patriots, their blind feelings of happiness and glory. They don't care about other people.
And Yuhua believes the financial crisis may change the way its citizens see China. It's time, he says, to look at the spiritual, moral and environmental costs of the so-called economic miracle.
Over the past few years, we have been too optimistic. The speed of growth has been seen as a miracle, but it's also masked a huge number of social problems. As the economy slows, those problems will emerge all at once.
Nonetheless, he doesn't worry about social stability. I've never doubted the Communist Party's ability to control the country, he says, grinning. But now he sees Brothers in a different light, as an epitaph in novel form to China's years of early capitalism. Things will never be quite so crazy again, he says, with the rueful smile of one who revelled in chronicling the madness. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Tomorrow we'll hear from a 20-something Chinese writer who's earned $3.5 million in the last 2 years. Unlike the older writers, he says he doesn't care about history or politics.
I really like my country, and I'm honored to be Chinese. I don't really criticize society. I want to display the beautiful and bright side of society. I may touch on the negative side, but that's not my focus. I want to express what people cherish about society.
For more on Louisa Lim's series about China and some of its leading writers, you can go to npr.org.